The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Show of hands. Yay! Great! Welcome. Fantastic. Delighted you're here. So, whatever you need to know will be shared with you, so no previous experience is necessary to be here. And the bulk of our time together is a guided meditation, which is roughly 30 minutes. Sometimes I make it a little longer, but usually it's 30 minutes. And beforehand, I just say a few minutes in preparation. And then afterwards, there's sometimes time for interactive practice with others, and there's always, almost always, time for questions and reflections so that the practice can sink in deeper. So for today's practice, for today's guided meditation, the theme I wanted to offer and to explore together is the theme of love and emptiness. So why these two themes, and how do they go together? So the theme of love, loving kindness, compassion, goodwill, care, friendliness, these are some of the themes that we explore during Happy Hour, different versions, different ways into the temple. And so that makes sense. That theme makes sense. So what's up with this other theme of emptiness, and how the heck is she going to bring them together tonight and lead us in the guided meditation? So the theme of emptiness is a central theme of teachings in Buddhism and many other traditions. And my mind specifically has been swimming in the practices of emptiness, because in a couple of weekends I'm teaching a day long here on emptiness. And so for those of you who might be newer to practice, hearing the term emptiness, even for experienced practitioners, emptiness seems so far out there, like empty, everything is empty, nothing exists, I don't exist, what is she talking about, what's the point of this practice anyway, it's nihilistic, then nothing matters. But it couldn't be further from the truth, actually. When practicing and really realizing emptiness, sense of unconditional love, unconditional compassion really arises, because the mind, the heart can be so much more free when it's not burdened by all the stresses and cares and hanging on to and wanting things to be a particular way. There's a sense of lightness of existence that, in a way, yes, of course we exist. We have hopes and dreams, and we suffer, we have joys, we have sadness. So the teachings or the practice or the realization of emptiness doesn't negate any of that. It just puts it in a bigger cosmic perspective. The same way that you would go out at night and look at the stars and realize, wow, you realize your place in the whole universe. And it blows your mind. It blows your mind. And if you were worried about whatever you were worried about in your life, it puts you in your place in the big scheme of the universe. Yes, of course I matter. Of course I exist. Of course what I'm feeling is important. And wow, here I am in this big galaxy of millions, of billions of galaxies and stars. So the teaching of emptiness, the same way, it's realizing, it frees us up, it jiggles us out from the small sense of our concerns and our suffering and me, 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 this little me and, you know, me, which is the narrative of our lives. And again, nothing wrong with that. Evolutionarily, we've been designed to have this me narrative all the time so that we survive and we take care of ourselves and we don't get eaten by the woolly mammoth. And so it's yes and to all of this. So not to negate the narrative, the self, taking care of the self, and also to put us in the perspective. So how does that relate to love? How does that relate to kindness? Wouldn't it be that if you have the perspective of emptiness and this expansive worldview, then nothing matters? Absolutely not. It matters even more. It's so precious, being conscious, being awake, being aware, being human, being able to witness this amazing show called our life, this limited perspective, this limited lifespan that we have. It actually frees us up to be even more loving to ourselves, to others. It frees our energies up to be more present for what really, really matters. Who we are, the way we live, the legacy we leave. May it be one of love and care and compassion, and not one of clinging to what doesn't really matter at the end of the day. So I'd like to offer a couple of quotes before I start the guided meditation. One is by Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj from his book, I Am That. This might be familiar to many of you. And the quote is, love says I am everything. Wisdom says I am nothing. Between the two, my life flows. Love says I am everything. Let that land. What does that... Don't think about it so much. Let it land in your body and I'll guide you in some ways to maybe tap in, hopefully tap into this. Practically, love says I'm everything. Love says I'm everything. This sense of expansiveness, the energetic expansiveness of mattering. You being conscious, you being alive, you having agency, how important that is. Love says I'm everything. See what that might feel like, dropping it into your body. And wisdom says, I'm nothing. Yes, in the big scheme of things, our life is a dot. And between the two, my life flows. Another thing I want to say, actually, before starting the guided meditation, besides the other quote I promised, is that the love says, I'm everything. It's also the importance of our suffering, the importance of our joys, the suchness of everything. Everything has this energetic dimension of beauty and grace. And it even transforms this sense of emptiness merged with love. There's a sense of grace and beauty that everything is graced with in our lives. It doesn't become conditional, divisional. It doesn't become choosing this over that. So I appreciate that tonight's teaching might feel a little esoteric, but even if it may not exactly make sense to you in concrete ways, I invite you to just drop it into your body. And it might resonate with you on a level that's not quite intellectual and left-brained. Another quote that I wanted to share with you before I start is one by Kala Rinpoche. And he says, we live in illusion and the appearance of things. There is a reality. We are that reality. When you understand this, You see that you are nothing. And being nothing, you are everything. That is all. So what I'm trying to point to is something that is realized by many people, and maybe in some moments of your life. Perhaps, I have no doubt, you've had a vision of this, a feeling into, I am nothing. Maybe perhaps looking at the stars, and yet I am everything. Love and wisdom. So with that preamble, I'd like to start us on a guided meditation to sit with this all, to rest with this. So this is a perfect time to make sure you're comfortable before we start. If you need more props, please get up and go and get something for your bottom, for the chair, for your back, for your feet. If you need to move from the chair to the floor, this is the time to do it. If you want to move from the floor to the chair, please do it now. It's important for this particular practice to be comfortable. So ask your body what your body needs right now. And whatever your body needs. My body needs me to take this jacket off so that I'll be cooler. So ask your body whatever your body needs. Maybe you need a little bit of a stretch right now. Maybe you need to stretch your arms over your head and just kind of whatever. Or roll your shoulders back. So I'm going to invite you now to settle in. To settle into your body. Relaxing, softening, landing, arriving in this moment. Arriving as fully as possible, inhabiting this moment. Relaxing, landing, arriving. This precious moment of being human. Being alive, being conscious. Whatever is happening right now. Whatever is happening in your body, in your mind. Appreciating this moment of being alive, being conscious, being aware. How amazing. Let yourself be touched by awe that this body right now, these ears are hearing. They're hearing my words. And they're understanding them somehow. The sounds outside. The train passing by. The sounds. Being conscious, hearing. With eyes closed, this is amazing. Let yourself feel the awe of being aware. What is this? A sense of awe. Of having a body, being in this body. Having sensations in this body, sensing. Sensations of hands, handness. Just sensations of touch. As if you were about to explain it to a Martian who's never experienced this before. Really feeling what it's like to Feel the sensations between your hands and your lap. A sense of awe of the familiar, so familiar, yet so unfamiliar. What we take for granted, these sensations. Let your mind open up to whatever sensations pull you in your body. Could be the bottom, could be your bottom on the cushion or the chair. The sensations of contact. Amazing, the sensations of weight, of heaviness. As if you're experiencing them for the first time. Noticing the sensations of breathing, the awesome, being awestruck. By this magnificent physical body of yours. Naturally capable of this complex, complicated process. Of breathing in air, extracting oxygen. And breathing out. And inside, feeling the sensations in your abdomen, your chest, or nostrils of this body rhythmically breathing on its own. Wow. Doing its thing. Letting your awareness expand to witness, to hold witness to the sensations of breathing, breathing in and breathing out just as they're received in your body. Allowing your awareness to be relaxed. Allowing your body to be relaxed. And the awareness witnessing, receiving. This body relaxed, landed into this moment. softening more and more, letting go into itself more deeply, letting go, giving up with any tension, any pressure, any wanting or needing things to be any different than they are right now. Whatever is happening in this complex landscape of your body, your mind, letting your awareness be with it just as it is, witnessing, expansive, not pushing away, not wanting, magnificently aware, spacious, even if you're tired or sleepy or have pain. Wow. This is what it's like in this moment, in this fleeting, fleeting moment of being conscious. This is what it feels like. Whatever is showing up in the landscape of your mind, fatigue, pain, joy, awe, whatever it is, appreciating, it's exactly like this. This is what it's like being undistracted, experiencing whatever is happening in its complete perfection and suchness. Allowing your mind to open up to the other dimensions of beauty and grace that are present even in pain, even in sorrow. Joy, sensations, sounds. And in consciousness itself, in this miracle that is you, that is your consciousness. And noticing with each breath noticing each breath with each breath the miracle of each breath with each breath. And if you notice through thoughts what you may consider distractions, Everything is included. Nothing is a problem or a distraction in this practice. Opening up to all thoughts arising and passing. Even judgments, even sorrows. As a part of this human experience. Allowing the lightness, the emptiness of all this experience to be self-evident. And in that lightness, in that emptiness, everything feeling lighter, not so heavy, seeing how light can shine through, this feeling of bright energy of grace, love, appreciation, awe, all along the same spectrum. Appreciation, love, awe for this human experience. Whatever it is, inside and outside, perceiving internally and externally all the beings, all the experiences. The lightness permeated. By the fabric of love and compassion. Oh, us dear humans, all living beings, all inanimate objects, this path, this planet, solar system, beyond. And all experiences perceived through this consciousness, through this mind. Sense of affection the beauty, the fragility, the lightness, the magnificence, just as astronauts have reported, seeing the Earth as this beautiful blue planet from a distance, with a sense of awe, mystery, tenderness, deep humility and affection. Realizing how small, fragile, tender, and beautiful it is, bringing up a sense of love and care. With the same perspective, watching your own humanness, your own being human from miles apart. The pains, the sorrows, the hopes, the wants, the complicated relationships. Looking at all of them from this distance. The fragility, the impermanence of your own life. The suchness, the beauty, the grace of being you. Allowing that to bring up a sense of awe, love, tenderness. For this being that is you. Love says you're everything. It's part of this amazing interconnected web of life in the universe. You are a part of this all. You are. There's no way around it. You're alive, you exist, you are magnificent. And when wisdom says, I am nothing, all the worries, all the fears, all the thinking, all the wanting, everything, 10,000 joys, 10,000 sorrows, the lightness, the emptiness of it all, the weightlessness of every experience after it has happened, arisen and passed away. Feeling the lightness of it all. Wisdom says, I am nothing. And between the two, my life flows. And for the last few minutes of this guided practice, I'd like to invite you to bring your hand to your heart center, the middle of your chest, not your heart itself, which is on the left side, but the proverbial heart center, the middle of your chest. Connecting with yourself, with your intentions, with your own goodness. Appreciating yourself, appreciating your humanity. Appreciating this being that is you. This magnificent, amazing life. That is you. With awe, as if bowing to yourself, bowing to this consciousness that is yours, this body, this amazing body that is yours, that breathes and heals itself and does such amazing things, thinks, listens, talks, cognizes thoughts. Wow. Appreciating with love, with care, holding yourself dear. Oh, dear being. You are the guardian of this amazing being that is you. This magnificent nature that you don't quite understand, we don't quite understand. Wow, what a gift, sense of appreciation, love and care. And also holding yourself with appreciation for this practice today. Whatever arose or did not arise, it doesn't matter. You're here, you tried. The rest is optional. May I hold myself with care. May I love and accept myself, this amazing being that is me. With all its gifts and all its challenges in this human life, just as I am, may I appreciate my own magnificence. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to this body. May I be kind to this mind. May I live with kindness towards myself and all beings. May I recognize grace and love. In all its shapes and forms. So we have some time today. For reflections, for questions, for comments, for whatever might be coming up for you. How was that for you? You're so chilled, you don't even want to talk. There's such a stillness in the room, actually, I'm feeling. I don't want to talk either, but let's bring up the energy a little bit before we send you out into the world. Bring you back from miles above the earth. Come back, come back. Yeah, please.
I'll share a comment.
Please.
I went for a walk on the short before coming to the class, and and throughout the meditation I'm seeing birds, like free, kind of similar to your painting the picture of the astronauts looking at the earth, so small and blue, and then when you're here it's like it's everything. From there, it's just a speck.
Yeah. 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 So you were saying the birds. There's a lot of birds that both you saw on the shore and also in your meditation. This imagery of the birds' light. It's this lightness, light.
Yeah, and the freedom, and then how they were just hanging out together and the love for each other.
Yeah. I like that as a metaphor. The lightness, the freedom, the love for each other. It's all there. I love your metaphor. Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. What else? Any thoughts? What came up for you? What worked? What didn't? What experiences? Any questions? Any comments? It's all welcome. Sure, please.
I just wanted to comment or just express gratitude for the self-compassion piece at the very end. That just really resonated with me, and with the hand on the heart center. That just felt right tonight. It was really nice.
Great.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. I saw somebody else agreeing with that. Would you like to comment? I'm going to put. It's okay to put you on the spot.
Yes, it also resonated with me, the hand in the heart.
Yeah.
And it was very moving.
Great, thank you. So tonight's practice is more on the a lot of times we given that we've been doing now happy hour for a couple of years, we approach the loving kindness and compassion and these practices from so many different perspectives. And often it's very concrete. It's the loving kindness practice that many are familiar with. May I be happy? May I be safe? May I be happy? May I be healthy? May my life flow with ease? You repeat the phrases. You bring the image of someone up. It's just very, very concrete. So this tonight is kind of way on the other end of the spectrum. It's very inconcrete, very conceptual in some ways, and real at the same time. So I'd really love to hear more of your experiences as how this landed for you. And I appreciate that there are very different experiences in the room, levels of practice, levels of experience, but please, whatever you'd like to share, that'd be lovely.
Thank you for guiding the meditation, Nikki-jean. So for me, it was very useful and new and interesting that you said we can allow all the thoughts to exist or all the different experiences to exist. I used to be told otherwise, that usually just don't pay attention to the thoughts, stay in present, follow the breath or particular sensations. So just feeling that it is allowed, that you know, thoughts be there. That concept also expanded to the whole life. It's okay if things that are not necessarily pleasant in retrospect happened, you know. So that was very freeing, liberating. Nice. And I think it brought this sense of effortlessness and presence and lightness and comfort with it, which was very, very nice. I really enjoyed it. And so usually in meditation I try to stay present, but actually this was long, and it also brought some memories of the last couple of years in my mind, because my life has been very eventful, and I noticed that actually I never had time to process what happened in the last 2 years, because so many things happen, and it was always you know, one after the other, and we want to, if from one failure, just like stand up, go achieve the next thing. And sometimes just actually bringing the thoughts maybe is helpful in meditation, because your mind start to understand what happened actually. So several ways I really found it very helpful.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love hearing that there's a sense of ease and permission that it's okay, that it, everything is included. So to say a little bit about the instructions, you know, the difference between the instructions that you might have heard before about just be with the breath, just be with the breath, not the thoughts, be with the breath. And here is another instruction, well, yeah, include everything. So what's up with that? Okay. So there's a practice of samatha or samadhi, which is concentration practice, and there's a practice of vipassana, where we open up to all phenomena. So what we often do, we do a little bit in without giving an hour lecture, well, the instructions you have received are not wrong. There are different kinds of instructions, right? They're instructions in order to calm the mind, in order to settle the mind, in order to till the soil, right? And usually, those are the instructions that we give in the dry vipassana tradition, the Mahasi tradition. We give at the beginning for a few minutes so that you collect your mind, so that the mind that's going all over the place kind of gets collected. It's like a little puppy that's just running all over the place. Like, come back, sweetie, come back, come back, come back. So that it gets a little more settled. When it's settled, then the mind, after it settles, then it can open up to all phenomena. That's also part of the instructions. So it sounds like perhaps the instructions you were receiving was emphasizing more the collection part, but not the opening up part, which is just as important too. Opening up. And there are different ways to do that. There are ways of, you know, when the mind gravitates to a thought or emotion, you stay with it and then you come back to the breath. Or it could be other styles of just opening up to whatever is present when the mind has the stability. So there are so many different ways to do this practice. I hope I'm not confusing you and other people. And then to comment on what you were saying, about the thoughts coming in, and it felt fruitful for you to actually realize, what I would advise is actually while you are sitting, in order to keep the kind of the discipline of practice, when they come up, realize, and when you really, when you have insight, and you had an insight today when they came up, like, oh wow, I haven't processed this 2 years of my life, good heavens. When you realize that, then actually put them aside for then, at that moment. You say, thank you, I will come back to you. Because you don't want to invite too much thinking, intentionally invite. If it comes up, if the insight comes up on its own, then, you know, it's a guess that has come up. But you don't want to intentionally invite too much thinking. But what you will do is you say, I will come back to you. I will give you time, dear thoughts, dear processing of 2 years. I'll come back to you and process you. And after your meditation is over, then you will actually take some time. That maybe you'll meditate for 5 minutes and then you say, okay, now I'm going to open up to processing. Right? So that there is the distinction between the two, so that the mind doesn't get confused and lax between what's meditation and what's processing.
Makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you. Other reflections, other thoughts? Still have time. Or how this was for you, very different way of practicing metta or loving kindness or compassion. Please.
So this might actually sound funny, but right about the time when you say everything is okay, that's when I say it's okay to sleep.
Yeah.
That's when I kind of include the fact that it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that's when I kind of fade off. And previously I used to resist it quite a bit, saying, hey, meditation, don't sleep.
Right.
Now I take it as it comes. So
it's
kind of refreshing in some ways.
Yeah.
Both from the sleep as well as from the thought that it's okay.
Right.
So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. So great. I appreciate you sharing that. So actually that's another way of working with sleepiness. So one way of working with sleepiness is to, when you notice it, you, there is an unhelpful way. So the unhelpful way is you resist it, you're like, oh, you get tight, you're in conflict, like I'm a bad meditator, I can't do this, you start, you know, that's one way. You're not saying that, but I just wanted to bring that up as an example. Another way is kind of being conflictual, right? Not bringing up all the self-judgment, but just kind of being conflictual and tight. The body's tight and still there's a tightness. And then there's yet another way to actually notice, oh, the mind is foggy. The body is heavy. Oh, sleepiness. And then becoming curious about it. Being very curious about it. And then yet there is another way to notice that there is sleepiness and saying, it's okay, fine, let's have a nap. Okay. So out of all the spectrum of the ways to work with sleepiness, the least recommended are on the edge, right? Of course, self-flagellation is not important and completely deciding, you know, the same way that previously I was commenting on not having the discrimination between thinking and meditating, like not having the discrimination between sleeping and meditating. So it's nice to have some discrimination. And what I hear you say is actually it's freed you up because now there's the mind opening up to, oh, this is another phenomena. This is another way that the mind, you know, I don't have to be in conflict with it. And actually I can notice it. Oh, what is the mind? And in fact, that's what you might already be doing this. And if you're not doing this extra part, I'm going to say, I would invite you to actually turn your mind towards it. Be really curious about it. Heaviness, body. Oh, this is pleasant. It feels like molasses. The mind, that sleepiness is juicy. And then, yes, you will fall asleep. And it's okay. You'll be asleep for a few seconds, usually. And then you wake up very, very refreshed. And there hasn't been any conflict anywhere. Yeah? That's what I hear you. Yes? Yeah. Which is so different from, darn it, I'm asleep. It's, yeah. In fact, I'll say one more thing. When my mind opened up to working with sleepiness in terms of actually studying it, my practice opened up. It really opened up. And started to become really familiar with the states of consciousness that were previously not available to me. The hypnagogic state. I was really familiar with it, and it seemed like I could be aware and mindful until the moment before I fell asleep, right? Really, like, oh, and then when I would wake up, mindfulness would still be right there. It was just continuous instead of the conflictual. So I invite you to continue your exploration, giving yourself permission to allow it to be just another experience, just as you have done so today. Thanks for coming. Was that?
It felt like that, at least. Yeah.
Yeah, and keep exploring. I think there can be a lot there. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? We have time for one last quick one. So did it work for you? Was it supportive? Was it too far out?
It worked.
It worked? It didn't?
Yes.
Yes. Anybody else? Anyone from whom it didn't work, right? We haven't heard from this part of the room. I'm going to put you on the spot, you guys. Okay.
I don't believe this will be that original, but I had a sleep experience.
Yeah.
And I followed my sleep until I really went, and then came back and heard you. And it's just the time of day and your voice.
I
also noticed that with the sleep, I wouldn't listen to the words that carefully. They were in the background. And I like to really tune into what is said.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it was because I chose to ignore the words, because maybe it became difficult when we were doing the self-loving kindness today.
Right.
I'm not sure. I think that might have been part of it.
Yeah.
But it felt good to put my hand here, because this is a really good place.
Oh.
It opens my heart to myself and to everyone.
Yeah. Great. Nice.
But it worked. I like that type of meditation. Yes. I mean, I still use my breath as an anchor.
What's that?
I use my breath as an anchor, but I still open up.
It's nice to thank you for that. I appreciate your reflection. I think now and then it's really nice to open it up. And the theme that I'm hearing in the room really was this opening up, this permission to all kinds of experience as part of the human experience, instead of just kind of limited and tightly feeling that meditation is just being with the breath. No, it includes thoughts, includes all kinds of aspects of the human experience, sleepiness, this, that, compassion, making space for all of that. And great, so that is one point of recognizing the marriage of love and emptiness, of everything and nothing at the same time, right? It's making space everything, and seeing its beauty and awe and spaciousness. And it's 7:00. So thank you all for being here and practicing together. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you. Come again.